Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 through 11. Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. Would you like to see God? I think most people would say, yes, that would be amazing to see God with my own eyes. We may want to see God, but we probably forget that our eyes are not qualified to see him in all his glory. Many times in the Old Testament, when a person came face to face with God's glory, they trembled with fear. For a puny human sinner to gaze upon the full perfection and glory of God is beyond our pay grade. That's why what happened at Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 24 is so unexpected. Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. It's stated so simply and matter of fact. They saw God, and he looked glorious. But here's the most amazing thing. God did not raise his hand against them. Even though they should have had no business standing before God in all his glory, God let them be there in his presence. They even ate and drank there as they saw him. Standing in the presence of our glorious and perfect God is above our pay grade. God should hide his face from us because of our unworthiness and sin. But instead, God smiles his face upon us and looks on us with favor and kindness. Because of the cross on Mount Calvary, we are allowed into the presence of our God. Jesus, God's Son, has made the imposing God of Mount Sinai approachable. God invites his people to see his glory, because Jesus has already draped us in his robe of perfection and holiness. We can approach God without fear, and one day we will be able to eat and drink with God at the banquet table of heaven. Dear glorious Lord, thank you for inviting me into your presence and letting me share in your glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.